is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 11th of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the literary critic and teacher Harold Bloom, born in New York City, 1930, to Jewish immigrants. His first language was Yiddish. He started reading poetry in English before he'd ever heard English spoken. Didn't do well in high school, but took the statewide Regents exams, got the highest score in the state. That won him a scholarship to Cornell. Went on to study literature at Yale in the 50s, at a time when there was a dress code. The students wore jackets and ties. Harold Bloom wore an old Russian leather coat and a pair of fisherman's trousers, and he became famous at Yale for his great love of poetry. He memorized everything that he read. He could recite enormous long poems. As a professor at Yale and as a critic, Harold Bloom has moved further and further away from the mainstream of literary criticism in this country. Most other critics look at literature as a product of history, politics, and society. And Harold Bloom is one of the last who believes that great literature is a product of pure genius, and who believes that we should read not to learn about history or politics, but to learn about the human soul. In the last few years, he's begun writing books for general readers, believing that scholars have forgotten how to read for pleasure, and many of his recent books have become bestsellers, including Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human, and How to Read and Why, and Genius, A Mosaic of 100 Exemplary Creative Minds. And today is the birthday of the man who gave us Charlotte's Web, E.B. White, Elwin Brooks White, Mount Vernon, New York, 1899. Writer for many years for the New Yorker magazine, who then moved with his wife to a farmhouse in Maine. E.B. White wrote, "Just to live in the country is a full-time job. You don't have to do anything. The idle pursuit of making a living is pushed to one side, where it belongs, in favor of living itself, a task of such immediacy, variety, beauty, and excitement that one is powerless to resist its wild embrace." For all his love of the country, E.B. White is also the author of a classic about New York City, Here is New York, which people still read. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver entitled Cherish. From the window I see her bend to the roses, holding close to the bloom so as not to prick her fingers. With the other hand, she clips, pauses and clips, more alone in the world than I had known. She won't look up, not now. She's alone with roses, and with something else I can only think, not say. I know the names of those bushes given for our late wedding, love, honor, cherish. This last, the rose she holds out to me suddenly, having entered the house between glances. I press my nose to it, draw the sweetness in, let it cling. Scent of promise, of treasure, my hand on her wrist to bring her close, her eyes green as river moss. Saying it then, against what comes, wife. While I can, while my breath, each hurried petal can still find her. A poem by Raymond Carver, Cherish, from his collection All of Us, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac.
Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.